Now, I think in recent years, there's been more of a conversation change around eating disorders, recognizing eating disorders, treating eating disorders. But why is it they have been perhaps a little bit neglected in our health system until now?
Well, I think it's sort of a complex case of stigmatization. I mean, obviously, all mental illnesses have stigma attached to them. And then eating disorders have just taken a lot longer to be, first of all, recognized as a mental illness. I think we've had a lot of coverage about eating disorders in the popular press that has in many ways been very unhelpful. I think it's tended to minimise it, and people sort of get very confused in people's minds as to what it is. Is it related to that popular culture thin ideal? What are those very extreme images? And they bear just no relation to what actually happens to the person that gets this mental illness and has to go through it. And then we've also had a situation in the health system where it's a mental illness that very quickly can have very serious medical complications, and that's why we have such a high mortality rate. We have a suicide rate and death from the mental illness, and then we have death because of the severe medical complications. So the health system hasn't really known how to do it either, and in many ways we're reworking the health system. And then, of course, we've had a great disparity in research funding. You know, eating disorders have the lowest funding for research in this country for mental illnesses, and we absolutely need to reverse that. So that's what our institute is really all about. We're about driving for change. We're about advocating. We're about bringing it out into the light and really working with government, working with funding agencies to make sure that this group is not neglected any longer.
Can you tell us what will be some of the main research areas for the Inside Out Institute?
Yes, well, we're looking at both biological research. One of our main thrusts is that we want to be very collaborative in our approach around research. We also need a national body like Inside Out to actually be advocating for these research dollars. We're not really getting them in Australia at this point in time. There are many great research teams all across the country who are struggling to do really innovative research. So part of our mandate is not just to look after ourselves and the research that we're going to do, but to think more broadly about research for this illness group in the country. But internally, the things that we're working on are e-therapies. We want to translate the evidence-based research that does exist into practice. We're looking at biological additions to treatment that could enhance recovery for people. We're looking at innovative therapies.
I'm sorry, you're still there, Sarah?
I'm sorry, Sean.
Oh, I'm sorry, you might have cut out there for a moment.
So where do we get up to?
We were just talking about some of the different research areas, and you mentioned you were looking quite specifically at sort of treatments for eating disorders, the e-therapy that you talked about there as well, just some of the general treatments.
Yeah, that's right. And we're located here in the beautiful Charles Perkin Centre at the University of Sydney, which is a collaborative science research centre that looks at the biological, the neuropsychological, the psychological, and researching those treatments for the illnesses, but very, very importantly, translating those outcomes into practice so that the patient at the other end of the treatment actually receives what is the evidence base. And that's a big gap, shall we say, in this illness group. But there are some evidence-based treatments, people just aren't receiving them.
I mean, looking at the best evidence-based treatments for eating disorders, is there a disparity between the treatments that's available to most Australians who might be suffering with eating disorders and the kind of best practice?
There definitely is a disparity, and there are lots of groups all around the country that are working to reverse that, and we're certainly one of them, and we're certainly going to be pushing very hard on that. Most people that have an eating disorder don't receive treatment. Those people that do receive treatment don't usually receive the evidence-based treatment as the first line of treatment, and a lot will never receive the evidence-based treatment. So, you know, if it was cancer and people just weren't receiving chemotherapy and we knew that it had the best chance, there'd be an outcry. This is a mental illness that for a lot of people is curable. You can go into full remission, but you need the right treatment and you need it at the right time.
Sarah, thank you very much. Really do appreciate you joining us. Obviously, a very, very important topic to be spoken about. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much, Sean.